The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey, hey!
Pam's over there.
Hola.
Phil's over there.
Hey, hey!
Yay!
Yeah, you guys are making fun of me, aren't you?
Yay!
Pam was just sucking snots while we were on hold for Kurt Angle.
Yeah, have some coffee instead.
I have some more if you
What's
want
going
it.
On?
I can't breathe.
We can what's tell. Happening with you?
I don't know what's wrong.
Her,
I
are
feel
you sick?
Fine.
Her body's
my
rejecting
body
health.
My body feels fine.
Her body's rejecting health. She's eating healthy now, and her body's rejecting it.
That's what it is.
Maybe
it's
that's
saying,
what it is.
Wait, what happened to all the Mexican food, the pizza, the burgers? It's all gone.
Cakes,
it's healthy
and
now.
Ice cream.
Right.
I know.
That little snot monster that's in those commercials is now invading herself, going, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah, it's deprived of bad stuff.
It's wearing like one of those Hawaiian shirts, but it's all gross.
Everybody on the show is watching what they eat.
Yep.
And we've all been miserable.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. Look, I'm on this program with Rob Nevins, and it's a great program. And I swear by it, and I've lost a lot of weight, but it's not easy. If it was fucking easy, everyone would be thin, okay?
Seriously, yeah.
So you have to have willpower.
I know.
And, it's to the point now where I'm fantasizing about food.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there thinking, like, wow.
Yep.
A medium pizza with a double IPA right now.
Right. There's no need for internet porn anymore. Now it's about food.
yeah.
I'm in the bathroom thinking about food.
I found myself watching a video of someone making a giant grilled cheese the other day, and I was just mesmerized by it. I think like a good 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I hear a McDonald's commercial. My nipples get hard.
I'm driving down the road with Jennifer, and we're going home, and it's a Sunday. And usually Sunday is like where we stop, and we'll, you know, get a snack. Or
it's the fun day.
And when I say snack, I mean like I'll eat a whole fucking large pizza.
It's a good snack.
Right? Yeah.
So
that's a good snack.
Yeah, we're driving home. We were good. We didn't eat anything. We just went out for a Sunday drive. And I'm going along this highway, and on the side of the highway, I noticed some garbage up in like the trees and the leaves and shit.
You fantasize about fucking garbage?
No, I look over.
The type of garbage.
And it's the piece of cardboard that comes underneath a pizza.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the woods leaning up against a tree,
it's
and I can see the grease spots.
Yes.
Maybe like
from
a
the
piece
fucking
of
pizza.
And a little Barbie table was there, too. Yeah.
I was like, this is a sign from God. I should have a pizza right now.
Eat a
like
pizza,
the entire
Chaz.
Pizza.
Eat a pizza, Chaz.
Not easy.
Nope.
Then we had the staff dinner. It was not a staff dinner. It was a rating celebration for WPLR.
Yes. Thank you. It was a good one.
At Geronimo's in New Haven.
Yep.
What a great place that is.
Just walking into the oldest sense.
You want to go and eat some good food, and then you're right in the middle of it. Like you leave there, you can go anywhere, and there's parking right next door.
Yep.
Really friendly waiters and waitresses.
Yep, very nice.
You like tequila. They have everything there.
Yep.
And
I mean, I'm a whiskey drinker, but you go there, you're a tequila drinker for the night.
Yeah. Well, you just got home.
And the food is incredible.
Yep.
And, you know, I tried to be good, but you can't when you're at Geronimo's. They have healthy choices, but
they
I was like, fuck it, I'm having a cheeseburger.
I combined it. I had a cheeseburger and a salad.
I don't even remember.
I had their
yours was a blur. Pants was a blur.
They had some of the best French fries I ever had.
Really?
They were
good.
Spicy. There was some kind of like a, you know, you put salt and pepper on or salt on fries. There was some kind of like spicy salt.
They had
them.
A red salt at the table. I bet you that's what they used.
Wonder if it was like a red Chipotle salt.
Maybe. Yeah.
Possibly.
Because it had a little kick to it.
Nice.
And you know, with French fries, it's hard enough just to have one.
Yeah.
But with this little spice on it,
seriously.
I almost ate them all.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They look good. They look really good.
So I wasn't great with that. I had cheeseburger and maybe left.
Yeah, but you're celebrating. You know,
we're celebrating ratings.
Right.
What the fuck?
That's the thing. Like, what are you supposed to do? Give up life?
Well, no.
Right.
See, one day, one thing is not going to hurt you. If you make a habit of it, then you got a problem.
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat all the roll, so I had a couple of bites with the roll, then I ditched it and ate it like a steak.
Yep, I saw you. Yep.
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
When they brought all the desserts out.
Oh.
Were you there for that, Phil, or did you leave?
Oh, no. I fucked
Pam, did you
right
see
before
it?
The desserts.
Yeah, I was gone,
I
too.
Left before
oh,
dessert.
Really?
Yep.
I had to.
Yep.
See, I made a decision walking in. I'm like, it's going to be booze or it's going to be, you know, dessert. And I was like, I'm going for the booze.
Yeah.
Yep.
These
I had my burger and salad
motherfuckers failed. Come out with plates
Platos.
Of all different things.
Deliciosos.
Fried ice cream.
Really?
Cake. hot lava cake.
How do they fry ice
some
cream?
Other kind of thing.
I never saw
another
that.
Kind of thing. It was like
it was a thing.
I'm hearing like this like fantasy music. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a dream.
You didn't touch anything?
I didn't have one.
Really?
Wow, that's willpower. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. No, yep. I got out of there.
Pam was telling me that the boss was like kind of even upset with her that she was leaving early before the desserts came.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says she doesn't like skinny Pam.
Yeah, I was sitting across from her when the desserts came out, and I did the same thing, and she said, yeah, I don't like all these people on diets.
Oh. See, when I went to leave, she says, okay, see ya.
Like, get the fuck out.
I actually felt a little push.
Yeah. But yeah, great time, but wow, that was willpower. I just want to get to a point, you know, a certain weight, and then I'll go back, not crazy, but you know, just try to maintain.
You can have a little fun.
Yeah, work out.
But maintain.
Yeah.
Because I feel like once you start fresh, then it's like, I don't know, you can like eat a little bit more, but then you can work out.
Yeah.
And kind of keep it at like an even balance, right?
Balance, yeah.
Hate to burst your guys' bubbles, but I weighed 182 in February of last year, and I was like, holy shit, this has to stop. So I got back down to like 170.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
All right.
But I don't work out. So it's just, it's all bad stuff. So I'm like, this has to go away. So I did, I was eating well, I was eating less, I was getting better. 170, it took months. And then like two weekends in a row of like not giving a shit, 179.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just, it goes back in 2 seconds.
Phil, you take one big shit, you'll be 175.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. Just get a good magazine.
Seriously, I've done it.
Let it rip.
My weigh day is Friday.
Oh.
Because that's the lightest I'm going to be Friday morning.
See, being weighed
today? The weekend comes, forget about it.
You get weighed a lot?
What's that?
You get weighed a lot. That's Elmer Fudd joke. I can't fuck you. you know it's going to stay, right? Of course it's going to stay.
I saw that coming off the tracks.
I was going for the joke.
Let him go.
I was going for the joke, and I saw you look at me, and you fucked me up.
Damn, so, that flubble crockpot's been percolating since this morning.
Yeah, well, luckily I did it off the air, sort of. Oh, well.
But, yeah, Friday is my lightest weight. Then the weekend comes. So Monday when I get on the scale, it's the heaviest.
Really?
Yeah. And then I work my way down. And right. You know,
X-lax, done.
It's a constant challenge.
I weigh myself every morning when I wake up and then every night before I go to bed.
You
and
do?
It's so funny because when you wake up, you lose weight from the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, where does it go?
Yeah.
What happened?
It shows up later.
It's so
weird.
Yeah,
your body burns it up or whatever. But, yeah,
you
morning you'll be your lightest weight after you pee.
Yep.
There are peas in the morning where, like, that's a pound right there.
Yeah.
Epic, yep.
You know?
Epic peas, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you ever, like, sometimes I'll wear my Garmin, and it's a calorie counter. And when I wake up in the morning, I'll look at it, and I've burned, like, 600 calories sleeping.
Your GPS
really?
Tells your
what
weight?
What the hell are you doing when you're sleeping?
Who knows? Rolling around a
Who
lot,
knows?
I guess. But I'm telling you, when you burn the most, that's when you burn the most calories.
Lighting pillows sleeping? On fire.
When you sleep, yeah. And then if you work out during the day, your body keeps burning throughout the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Burning for you. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So if I just sleep all the time, I'll be so skinny.
Right. Or dead.
I want a medium fucking pizza right now.
I want a large
one.
Oh, my
God.
Thank you.
I want everything.
With double anchovies.
So Rob Nevins, who's going to be on the show.
You gotta beat him up?
Texted me. Today it's one of these inspirational texts.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, God.
Don't do those.
Nothing tastes better than... being lean feels than
bullshit.
Being
bullshit.
Nothing tastes better than being lean feels.
No.
And I texted him back, sorry, medium pizza.
Right. He said ditto.
Yeah.
Pizza. Pizza.
Yeah, he was like, you know, try to crush the plan for the next 2 days. He's doing that little fat thing, you know, where they measure the fat.
Oh, the micrometer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, the pincher?
Jennifer's gonna kill me.
Uh oh.
Because I'm saying this out loud. But he came over and measured us for fat count. I was 25% fat, which is a lot. A quarter of my existence is fat.
Right.
Not less than me.
And she is 26%.
No.
You're right. You're right.
There's no way.
You're right. You're a dead man.
Yeah. Women are always more, though.
Yeah.
But how with her, though?
There's no fat on my arms and no fat on my legs.
Yeah, if you look there, where right is around. It?
I don't know. But I loved every second of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. And I'm sure you celebrated. Yeah.
Right.
I want to joke around and say, all right, fatty. But
right.
I know
you're
that
next.
Won't go well.
You can't do that.
You know why?
Yeah,
you'll be eating celery all week.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, Artie Lang on the show. What do you guys think?
I didn't know what to expect of him. First of all, I was surprised he actually called, and he was actually, like, nice and clear and sober.
Yeah.
It was nice to hear him that way, but it seemed like... It seemed like he, like, you know, he let a lot out. He opened up.
Well, that's his, that's what he does.
Yeah.
You know, that's all he does.
Yeah.
But I thought it was weird. You know, I had to, I couldn't just say, thanks for coming on, which I was going to do. And then he brought Howard up twice. Like, yeah, I got to tell you how I feel about this now.
Right, yeah.
You know, the guy makes you a millionaire to where he could order a fucking helicopter to bring you into, you know, Foxwoods. And, you know, you're trashing him now.
Yeah, not and, cool.
Well, he has another view, and he was very respectful.
He was.
And he shared his view. And I know I'm in the very, very, very super high cheap seats where I can't even see the game from where I am.
There's a game.
but, you know, he was respectful of how I felt about it. And yeah, I think he got his point across.
And he didn't shy away from your questions.
No. Yeah. He was open. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
And then you had what?
Oh, I was just going to say his manager just emailed me saying that Artie would like a copy of the interview.
Oh, good.
So
it doesn't say for evidence, does it?
Yeah. Well, he tweeted out right after that that it was, what did he say?
He said it was the most honest and interesting he ever had.
And that says a lot because he's had a lot.
Yeah, he liked it very, very much.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then so it's up as a podcast now, so we'll just tweet it to him.
So yeah, he wrote, again, the best interview I've ever done, honest and interesting, and thanks to the big guy who called in with the kind word, I wish you well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Eddie Saab.
So twice he called. No, he tweeted.
Oh, Jesus
And
Christ.
I'm a sick one today.
No, Christ didn't do anything.
Who has the substance abuse problem here?
Not me.
No.
Yeah, the problem is I don't have any.
That's the problem.
Yes.
No, I thought it was good. Like, I didn't want to cross that line. You know, I always feel like when you're a guest on the show, you're coming into our house, and who the fuck asks someone into the house so they can, like, bust their balls?
Remember, Laura?
You know what I mean? And I was just going to be like, all right, let's talk about the drugs and alcohol and the hookers. I mean, and the gambling. And there's a lot there.
Oh, yeah.
Just that.
It's a potpourri.
You know, we only have one break with the guy.
Yeah.
So he brought up Howard, though. And I'm like, yeah, everybody's talking about him because he's been talking trash. Not really trash, but pretty much saying Howard's like not being good to his fans and kind of fucking people who was on the show. And
that new lady that runs it.
Right.
RC yeah.
Turk.
Yep.
Yeah. And my read on this, and I told him in the interview, is that, you know, Howard just recently re-signed with Sirius XM. And I think that whole deal was they get rights to his stuff for many, many years. So you could tell that this is probably the last time he's going to do live shows. The next time the contract's up, it's going to be all, you're just going to get the archives.
Yeah.
And he's probably at a state in his career now where he just doesn't want to deal with shit anymore.
Yeah.
So he hired a buffer and it's like, okay, everybody, I can't deal with all of the different voices. Right. So it's like this one person's going to filter everyone.
She's the wall.
Right.
Yeah,
it's going to be my family.
Right.
And then I'm going to come in and there's going to be the microphone and then there's this person and that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone feels dejected and cut out, but at some point in your life, You got to have a life.
Yeah, you got to spring.
Right.
Yeah,
you know? So, and that's my perception from the very, very cheap seats
right.
where I can't even see the game to the point where I'd have to look at the Jumbotron.
Again, it's a game.
Right. Yeah. But if anybody in radio says they weren't influenced by Howard, they're full of shit.
Seriously.
So either you were influenced in a way that you wanted to be more like that, or you wanted to be the exact opposite.
The polar opposite, yes.
Either way.
Right.
Like, he's had such a profound effect.
He's in the
effect.
Mix in the equation.
You know, it's like being, I feel like it's like being in baseball and, like, talking shit about Babe Ruth or talking shit about Jeter or someone, especially if it's someone who, you know, brought you up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a good interview, and I thought he was really, really respectful. He could have been a real douche.
He could have been, but he wasn't.
And we could have had a fight, and I didn't want that. And a couple of people suggested to me before the interview, they said, you know, you're going to get a lot of press if you get this fucking guy going off on Howard. I'm like, you know, I've never been that guy my whole career.
Nah.
And I can't egg someone on to do something like that.
Right.
Especially on top of someone that I kind of admired growing up.
Which
you
is what makes what happened so much better.
Because it was completely real.
It was completely real. He brought it up. He was obviously comfortable talking about it, or he wouldn't have fucking brought it up, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you read it right. You know, if you force it, That's when it flips back on you. That's when it comes back negative on you.
It was organic.
Yeah.
I never met Howard. He and I know some of the same people. And the one time he did feature audio from our show, when James Brolin came on and said, Happy 9/11, he listened to the interview. He played the whole interview on a show, and he said that guy handled it well. You know, and I always thought, well, that's a really nice compliment.
That's very cool of him,
person who really blazed a trail on radio that I grew up listening to when he was on NBC, say something nice.
That was very nice.
That's all you'd ever want, you know?
That's true, yeah.
The last thing, it would be heartbreaking if he heard something I said and said, that fucking blew.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because it's like someone you grew up listening to, and then the first time they hear you, they're like, ugh,
yeah,
blah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I hate when that happens all the time.
And by the way, when I did that puking, my tongue just hit this microphone, and I don't know who fucking touched it, so I might be sick next week.
That's Germex. Drink it.
But yeah, I thought it was great, and I'm glad Artie handled it the way he did, because he could have like gotten pissed, and he would have been right to get a little annoyed, and he could have fucking hung up, but he didn't, and it was fine, and it's cool, and you know, we just heard from the manager, and maybe we'll have Artie on.
That'd be great.
That'll be great.
Cool. That'd be great.
And it's funny, because Josh Wolf came on right after, and the first thing he said to Phil was, how the fuck does Artie Lang get a phone call and I have to drive an hour and a half to come in here?
So I looked at him and I left because he was sort of smiling. And then he was like, no, I need to know. So I'm like, look, he was supposed to be here last week. He no-showed the appearance at Foxwoods. So when he came back to do the make good, they asked us and we were like, maybe he doesn't come in, because if he's not going to show up for you, maybe he doesn't show up for us. So we're like, look, we'll have him on the phone expecting that if he doesn't call in, that's an easy fix. Instead of like, we have a gaping hole now for like, we were expecting someone in studio. I was like, plus we wanted you here.
Yeah.
Like, we don't book you to come in just to be here. Like, we want you here if you're here.
Yeah.
And I think he understood.
No, he totally got it. And when, yeah, so you let me know that before he came in. So you're always good about letting me know what's about to walk in the door.
Because you never know. Like, maybe he says something to me and then he walks into you and goes on the air and now it's a whole different thing.
Did he seem like actually upset about it?
No, but I think, you know, when you wake up early after doing a show the night before and you drive for an hour and a half, it's sort of like, what the fuck?
And the guy's doing a show the same night you're doing a show.
Right.
Right? And he's like, wow, this guy's on the phone.
It's all that, yeah.
No, but he was really cool about it. Very. And then I explained it to him off the air.
Yeah.
And he was really cool. And it turned out he got to unsnap your bra, Pam. So.
Right.
Yeah, he was.
What the hell?
That was pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, so he wants to call again next time.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And Josh also was giving you kudos on the Artie interview as well.
Right.
I mean, he listened and he was like, yeah, I agree with what Artie was saying. So we know he falls in that camp.
And he is the kicker. So off the air, he was talking about Chelsea Handler and how he dealt with that. And he says, I get a lot of these same questions. So I appreciate what Artie did, but I also appreciate what you were saying. And so I didn't want to so we come out of commercials and I'm like, oh, I want to bring this up right now.
Just gave me gold.
Right. However, I don't want him to feel like, okay, private conversation. I'm going to throw it right out onto your lap.
Yeah.
So I feel like I did a nice job at bringing him to that point.
Right.
As soon as he brought up the Artie interview, I'm like, okay, you opened the door.
Right.
And then he talked about it on the air.
Yep.
And I didn't know he was banging Chelsea Handler. Did you?
No, I just found out now.
He said dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
that means banging.
Right. I used the the street term for it.
Right.
That definitely was not on his Wikipedia page at all.
No, that was nowhere.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah,
because I looked into him heavily.
Yeah.
And I did not see that anywhere.
Yeah.
But so it wasn't a bad breakup. He just basically said it was time for me to go, or I was always going to be in her shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I had a fun week this week. A lot of shit on the air. AJ learned how to throw a knockout punch.
Yes, I did.
So
with one hand anyway.
With one hand.
Hey, my right hand. All it takes is one punch.
That's true.
And as Mo said, AJ can now knock someone out who's about 100 pounds, over 80, and not expecting the punch.
Right. So watch out, that person.
Right.
These are the people you deal with most, though.
True.
That's right.
get you most riled up.
Yeah, but they all work here, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Was that the people that you want to punch work here?
It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about the old people at the grocery store.
I know. I was trying to turn into here as a joke.
At the pharmacy, at Walmart.
I can see that one lands like 9,000. Yeah, we all got it. Yeah. We got it.
The living dead, as you call them?
No, the Dawn of the Not Quite Dead Yet.
Well, I had a great week on the air. Hope you guys liked the show. We got some good shows coming up next week, and we have some audio of Carol. I'm going to go out and hunt her down.
Nice.
Help her with the tag sale.
Right.
Nice.
And record her.
Gotcha.
Lots of good stuff. Fathead says he has some really great drunk audio, too, from Monday morning.
Yeah.
He's been right the last few times.
That's right. True. He said he always says that, and sometimes he's wrong, but he's been on a streak.
Oh,
okay. So let's see if the streak continues.
I got a visual on that one.
All right, I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
Bye.
That's the Week in Review podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I heard that.
Sorry.
Snots.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.